This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slab Town, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no.
Well, my.
Got my Michelob Ultra joint.
Complete and utter embarrassing stupidity.
How about that, boo-boo?
We won the natty!
Here's the natty, baby. We got the natty! Let's go!
Okay, we apologize.
It's time for the club, baby, on 105.1 and 1080, The Fan. Hoo-wee.
I shouldn't be held accountable for a grown man's athleticism.
That's one of my favorite lines.
Who was that?
Sounds like Craig Carton.
I shouldn't be held accountable for a grown man's athleticism.
What was that?
He was a small college coach or something.
Yeah. Oh.
Something like that.
Kids respond to psychopaths.
They do sometimes. I got yelled at a lot as a kid in football, so yeah. How's everybody doing tonight? Friday night.
World Series.
It's raining. I'm going to a 90s Halloween dance party tonight.
Really?
Yeah. 90s Halloween.
Do you dress up as someone from the 90s, or do you just dress up as in Halloween costumes and then dance to 90s music?
I think that's what it is, but I'm assuming the second one. But more people are dressing up in 90s costumes. Like, we're going to, I don't know if you guys remember the movie Ferngully. My wife and I are going as Krista and Zach.
Ah, yes. So, Ferngully.
Yeah.
Krista and Zach from Ferngully. Boy, I'm going to have to do a quick...
Yeah, we need a Google search.
Yeah. Ferngully.
It's like, oh god, it was like 92 or 93, right around the same time Aladdin came out. Robin Williams also in it as an animated character. Everybody in the cast did it for just like the SAG rate, because it was a kind of a rainforesty, you know, let's love the environment kind of movie. So
yeah. So will you be wearing a tank top then and a mullet?
Correct.
Okay.
Do I?
And then she appears to be some sort of elfy, watery tart.
She's a fairy. Yeah, she's an elfy fairy, basically. Okay. But yeah, no, I have a light blue tank top, and I've got it's like a big wig.
Boy, I was not familiar with what Ferngully.
I'm shocked.
You're shocked that I am not familiar with Ferngully?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
box office smash.
Not really. That's new. That's new to me.
So I got an update here on Pooks, our girl Pookie.
Yeah, Pookie. Now, I only saw the one photo of Pookie,
yeah,
and I kind of liked what Pookie had going on. She had the ablation thing happening.
Okay. Well, she is an alleged degenerate gambler.
Yes. In the Chauncey Billups
To your guys' situation. Point about, you know, some of these people maybe just got in too deep and, you know, had no choice.
Yeah.
She may be one. I don't know. She's an Asian gal. Mm-hmm. She is seen in the photo. There's one photo of Chance with a bunch of chips in front of him in one of these poker games, and she's the woman in the photo.
Yeah, just hanging in the back.
Well, apparently, and she's the only woman who was arrested amongst all the Chanceites.
Yeah.
You know, the mob and NBA guys. 31 arrests and all or something like that?
Yes, 31 in 11 states.
She's the only woman. And apparently she's a piece of crap. She's 40 years old.
What is? Do we know what her real name is?
Her name is Sophia Wei. W-E-I. Wei? Is that Wei or Wei?
Yeah, you can go either way.
Like Michelle Wei.
Sure.
Only with an E.
Yeah.
Wei. Therefore, it's probably Wei.
Sophia Wei.
Let's just call her Pookie.
Yeah.
Pooks.
Pookie.
And, yeah, so I guess the land... So she used to live in Queens, and... The landlord where she used to rent from is saying that she owes him 8 G's. He left. He evicted her.
Mm.
He called her a pain in the ass, and he said that he evicted her after she trashed her apartment and she left behind a nude self portrait.
All right,
of herself.
Yeah,
like well, I guess that
little gift.
Yeah, a little gift, look. And it's actually pretty good. I mean, it's not bad art.
Look, all I'm saying.
Do you see it?
Yeah, I see it right here. Look, if someone is going to trash my place,
would you pursue the rent if they let like $8,000 in back rent?
Yeah.
If they left you that picture, would
yes,
you? Would
$8,000?
I'll take the $8,000.
Yeah, I want the $8,000. I'm just saying, if someone is going to trash my place, I do appreciate that you're leaving behind some nudes. You know.
Well, it's not. I mean, it's not. Yeah, it's just a painting.
It's just a painting.
But it's her body.
I would have preferred if Pook would have left some like selfies. You know, Pook's kind of hot, although. Boy, that photo leaving the courthouse, that's rough stuff.
Yeah, she's got a poker chip sweatshirt on, and her, I think it's her lawyer. I don't know, maybe her sister has like the, what is it, the Hello Kitty outfits?
Yeah, that's a Hello
Kitty.
Like, what
is with that?
Well, I mean, the Asians love Hello Kitty.
That's a red flag.
Is it?
I think it is.
You haven't been around Asians, dude. I'm telling you. They love...
I've been around Asians.
They love Hello Kitty.
Well, okay. It's a red flag. All the yellow kitties... Or... Yellow Kitty?
Hello.
Hello Kitty.
Hello Kitty.
Yeah, it's...
Wait, was the sister arrested too, or just her? She was
no,
with her.
No, this is just her leaving court.
Yeah.
You know how we saw Chance strutting around?
Well, yeah, and I find it funny because we've now seen the comfy clothes that Chauncey wears. We now know what Sophia's comfy clothes look like.
They're all in very comfy clothes.
Well, yeah, because that you grab the nearest sweatshirt if the man, if the FBI is knocking at your door.
6 a.m. clothing. Yeah.
I do enjoy the World Series of Poker sweatshirt though.
Yeah,
that is a nice touch.
She's got gray sweats on.
Well, yeah, but it's a World Series of Poker sweatshirt.
Yeah. So the
can you imagine if Chance came out in like a BetMGM shirt, you know. Like, look, you have some bits, man. Have some fun with it, right? It's your one time, you know, that you're going to be in front of. Well, obviously, it's not your only time, but it's first time you're making your, you know, your federal appearance there. You know, dress it up a little bit.
So the landlord said, "I know I'm never going to get my money back, so jail is the next best thing." She was a pain in the ass, nasty, bitchy. What else you want? Arrogant, he said. She hung out with a lot of sleazy guys.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she was hanging out with...
And then she stopped paying rent.
Yeah. Did you... Well, the mob guys that she was arrested with, I mean, like those guys, they're like right out of Central Casting. They're a bunch of big fat Italian dudes.
She drove a Mercedes SUV.
Yeah.
And he said she was always decked out in designer outfits, but she didn't have a dime. That screams gambling problem, by the way.
Oh, Pookie. Well, that and...
So she owes him $8,000.
Is there a chance that Pookie was around for other purposes during the, you know...
It's possible.
Just saying. Hot Asian gal hanging around a bunch of rich dudes, a bunch of mobsters, playing some cards. Something tells me that... What do they call what was Chauncey? He was the face.
Yeah, they always have like masseuses at poker rooms. So
face was, card.
He was the face card.
Yeah. Was she the masseuse?
Is it possible that she was the she was not the face card. She was the T card. How about that?
The butt card.
Yeah. You know, all the other photos of her are she's a very busty woman that wears a lot of tight fitting clothing. I'm guessing she wasn't at the poker table for her poker acumen. I'm just saying that. What if, you know,
right
some,
in the butt?
Some of the wives are like, really? We're hanging out playing cards with Pookie, are we?
He said he thought she was making movies. She had a bunch of studio lights, and she owned a cable box, which she wasn't allowed to do. And she painted a picture of herself topless on the wall. And then he had to go up there and kick her out. And
yeah.
He said she destroyed the place. Yeah. So there's a little update on Pookie.
Can you give me an update on Albanian Bruce? They're my two favorite people in this whole thing. Pookie and Albanian Bruce.
So she's out. She's on home detention. Yeah. Pooks.
Not this home, though.
$100,000 bail. And she has until Wednesday to find two sureties to cover the bond, I guess. I don't know what that means.
I'm guessing she has
too
to.
Stupid.
Because I think on the bond it's what 10%, right?
Yeah, 10,000. Then
so you have to, she has to go to a bail bondsman. I'm guessing, and then
she doesn't have $8,000 to pay this guy. She doesn't have $10,000 for bond.
Well, maybe the mob.
Maybe
can
Chance
help.
Can. Yeah, come on, where are we at, Chance?
Chance got some money.
Yeah, doesn't the mob have like their own lawyers for this kind of stuff?
I would assume so.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
So now I want to tell you. Next, I have an update on Mamino.
I don't know who that is.
Well, he's another guy that got popped.
Oh, he's a different guy?
Yeah, different guy.
Right.
And he was just pleading to charges last week.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me this. So he was busted back to back.
Something totally different. And I want to tell you what he's been doing.
This story.
Oh, man.
How the hell do you end up involved with these donkeys?
Well, you guys said it.
Yeah, he's...
Get in too deep.
That's ultimately what I want to know.
That's got to be it.
I just
don't understand why else
you
would.
I don't buy, like, I love the, you know, he's innocent. No, he's not. Have your day in court, whatever. Get your high-priced lawyer, Rusty Harden or whatever. But I just hope through all of this we find out exactly how you got tied up with Albanian Bruce and Pookie and La Cosa Nostra and all that. I want to know. It's all I care about.
All right, well, update number two is next. On the Fan.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, DSW. Earth Place of the Humble Brag.
year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Okay, we're still on the Chance bit here. We got the Gambino crime family involved, apparently.
Hey, that's like kind of one of the like you most know. Famous. Like the Gambinos, like everyone knows the Gambinos. Although I don't understand, like when you're a well-known like mob family like that, how do you get away with crap? Aren't they just watching you at all times? Like, I would assume that it's much easier to be like the Rop crime family and no one knows who you are, but like, if everywhere I go, I'm like, hey, it's the Gambinos, and everyone knows that I'm just involved in nefarious crap, why would anyone play cards or ever deal with me?
It's a good question.
I don't know. I never understood that. It's like those 1920 gangsters that would, like, you know, like, announce when they would make bank robberies.
Yeah, like, these guys have been, for generations now,
right.
I think since, like, the early 1900s have been infiltrated in New York. It's the five total families, and if you just followed them all the time, you wouldn't have to deal with them. It makes no sense.
It seemed to make sense to do more of the Kaiser Soze thing and, like, just not, like, talk about all your exploits, but well, I'm not in the mob, so I wouldn't know.
So this guy's name is Joseph Lanny. A.K.A. Mamino.
Hey, Mamino!
He's an alleged Gambino capo, whatever that means.
I think that's boss.
Captain?
No, a capo is... So there's the Don, the underboss.
Oh.
You've got the consigliere, which is like the friend of the Don. That's usually the third in command. The under Don is like the son that's going to take over. Then under that, you have capos. And then you have soldiers.
It says it is a captain in the mafia who manages a crew of soldiers responsible for a range of criminal activities reporting to the boss or underboss.
There you go. Yep. Schultz's all over it. He knows his...
aviation, safety, procedures, McDonald's, Happy Meals, and damn it, the mob order.
Goodfellas.
Are the Schultz's connected?
We're German.
I thought you were Native American.
I am. Native American and German. But I do love Goodfellas, one of my favorite movies.
Well, this guy was accused of taking part in this rigged poker game ring, okay? Mm-hmm. So his arrest occurred less than a week after he pleaded guilty on October 17th alongside six other reputed wise guys to heading a sprawling racket that used extortion, witness retaliation, and other crimes to try to bring the city's trash and demolition business under his control.
Well, that's some Soprano stuff, right?
Yeah,
he had to get involved in sanitation.
It was a hostile takeover.
All right, I'm on board. Talk to me.
He's 54, so now he has to deal with this indictment, but he pled not guilty in the new case as well. And he is free.
He's home
detention as well.
Much like Chauncey, he is a man of integrity, and he would not risk his sterling reputation on, with some sanitation kerfuffles.
Now,
come on.
I get why mobsters deal in drugs and gambling.
Yeah.
And general racketeering,
sure.
As it were.
Yeah. What else are you going to do?
Well, but why garbage? Why has it always been...
Because I think that's an easy way to get your hands in everything. It's like the whole Teamsters thing. It's a very blue collar, and it's an easy way to have a front. You can launder a bunch of money through it. And everyone has garbage service. Everyone has needs construction workers, and you can just wet your beak on everything. Yeah, they're always involved in some sort of blue collar.
Well, the most boring businesses are some of the most money making businesses. People forget that. Like, you can in sanitation, you can make a bungload of money.
Yeah.
Well, but I mean, how did they? So I guess. Because this goes way back.
Yeah.
You know, they were in the olden days mobs, like the bad boy mobs were involved in sanitation.
Yeah.
How? Like, what did they do? Just start picking up people's trash and booting the city out? Or, like, and then he's, like, trying to take over the whole, it's like a hostile takeover. Like, how do you do that?
I mean, it's like you go to from business to business being like, hey, we're going to offer you protection, and you force them to do so. It's just strong-arming your way in.
Yeah.
It's a lot of the a lot of the history of what they do anyways.
Again, according to AI, it is working garbage because it's lucrative. It's unregulated that allows for both legal and illegal activities, mm-hmm. exploit businesses through practice like eliminating competition, rigging bids, manipulating prices to control the market. And it's just like there's basically they're saying like that in construction, according to this, it's a gateway into everything. And there's an easy way to skim off the top. I think there's this idea that the mob works in millions and millions of dollars. I think the mob is more of they work in the margins. 50 grand here, 100 grand there, $250,000 here. I mean, that's the whole Jimmy Hoffa thing, right? Like, when you're taking these bids for like garbage workers and stuff, and you want the union, it's like there's kickbacks and slush funds. And
this is from Mental Floss. Mobsters. Okay, it says the mob really got into trash in the mid 20th century when many cities stopped collecting commercial waste and left businesses to find private haulers. Mobsters from New York to Chicago saw an opportunity and either started or took over with money, intimidation, or violence. They took over hauling firms. Within a city, crews would divvy up routes, rig contract bids, and harass and extort non-mob haulers and customers in order to quash competition and keep their prices high.
Yeah, so you just control the entire market and you get to set and do whatever the hell you want, right?
Soon, gangsters mostly from Italian and Irish-American crime families had monopolies on trash collection all over the Northeast and upper Midwest. The so-called garbage mobsters who ran these operations often falsified paperwork, tampered with weigh scales, sometimes to skim profits from the business and sometimes to hide dirty money in it. Yeah. Crew bosses and members often got no work, no show consulting positions at the firms, which gave them a legit job to put on their tax return and explain their income.
Yeah, I know a lot of times too with like trucking companies, it's an easy way to move things from place to place. You know, you constantly have trucks moving all over the country, easy way to move things, whether that's drugs, women, guns, whatever.
Then it says Waste Management and Browning Ferris Industries got big enough to step into mob-controlled territory and give them enough competition to drive them out of business.
Wow.
Over the last 20 years. Boy, that's wild because, I mean, you know, it's be kind of scary.
Well, so old capitalism pushed them out? Wow.
Well, and I know this isn't like the... Look, this thing that Chance is caught up into, let's be honest, this is not, they said it's like tens of millions of dollars. It's like 40, 50 million bucks. In the grand scheme of things, dude, this is not a major. If Chauncey Billups and the NBA wasn't attached to this, no one would give two S's that $30 or $40 million got bilked in some poker games. In the grand scheme of things, this is a really minor FBI sort of thing. It's just that it's high profile now because you got some NBA guys involved in it. But it doesn't surprise me the mob is involved in somewhat small stuff. We had John Kroger on years ago, and he said the mob just really isn't a scary entity anymore. He said, remember, he was a federal prosecutor in New York years ago, like in the 80s and 90s. He said most of those big guys now have been taken down. And the mob now is just not the... It's just not the scary entity that we want to make it out to be. I mean, the fact if this is like a big deal for the mob and you're literally just bilking some rich dudes out of some poker money, that ain't exactly Goodfellas, you know?
Yeah. Do you know who? Is that a home run?
That is a home run.
Dalton Varsho.
Yeah. Let's go. Ball game. 2-2.
2-2. Dodgers and Jays. Yeah. Do you know who actually created the Trade Waste Commission to regulate trash haulers in New York?
I do not.
Rudy Giuliani.
Really?
Your boy.
Yeah. I do remember when he came in, that was one of the big deals that he was going to try to tackle the mob. And, you know, Kroger came on the program and just said that they're just, a lot of it now is just kind of like, it's all myth and like the allure of it. So maybe it's not.
Tell that to Chauncey.
Yeah. Oh, I'm guessing that if they still, you know, get their hooks into you and threaten you, I'm sure it's still, you know, kind of scary. But I would assume that the real scary ones now are like the Russians or like the cartels. I'm guessing that if you were going to run afoul of someone, no offense, but I'd rather be into the Italian mob than I would one of the Mexican drug cartels.
I hear you.
Yeah. No offense.
All right. You know who's more addicted to their screens and devices than the kids?
Is it the olds?
It's the olds.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, my God. So the olds are getting more STDs and they're addicted to the screens?
Yes.
What the hell's going on with the olds? Out there living their best lives.
Love that story for you next here on The Fan. But first, Schultzy with SportsCenter.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, we've talked recently about the olds loving cocaine.
Yeah. Well, who doesn't? Come on.
The really? Silver snorters, right?
Yeah, yep. The silver snorters.
The silver snorters.
They walk the mall. They do lines of blow. They're doing it with each other.
You also have the, you know, the STD epidemic in old folks' homes.
I want a TV show called The Silver Snorters. Like, we need Clint Eastwood. Who else is old? Tom Selleck. Meryl Streep.
Lou Piniella.
Well, they did that. What was the... it was like going out in style. It was Morgan Freeman. There was a couple of that where they were all old like that. And like, you
was
know.
That Bucket List with Robert De Niro?
Bucket List was Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson.
Thank you.
Yeah. But there was one where it was a bunch of... It was like three of the like old actors like that in a home. And they were out kind of running around. I mean, at that age, what do you got to lose? When you're old, do all the drugs. You're going to get a little... And get a little, you know, get a little clap. Yeah, you'll be fine. Penicillin will take care of it.
This from Newsweek. Something approaching a moral panic has taken hold in many countries over the impact of digital technology on young people. Yet a less noticed explosion in screen time is happening within a different generation.
Yeah.
This is so true. Like, if you have an old, and I have some olds that are here now, like, I'm around them more.
Mm-hmm.
They're on their phone a lot.
Yeah. Well, my ma is kind of, you know, she's not in the best health. So, I mean, essentially at this point, my mom sits, she's got like one of those, she's got like a big like electric recliner. And she sits in that chair and watches the Home Shopping Network. And then she has a little, it's like a bastard iPad. And we've loaded it up with like fun little games for her. And she basically just sits in her chair and watches the Home Shopping Network and plays on her little tablet. What else is she doing?
As today's 60-somethings already familiar with digital technology enter retirement, time spent on smart devices is shooting up amongst the elderly.
Yeah.
Some older adults are increasingly living their lives through their phones the way teenagers or adolescents sometimes do. The digital habits that have transformed the teenage years are now coming to old age. You know, they have long been championed as TV watchers.
Yeah.
Free time, immobility, isolation, you know, well, it's like, all, it makes sense.
Morning TV is all based on the olds. They just sit around.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
They're immobile, yeah. And they have a ton of time, and like, what else are they going to do?
Yeah.
Like you said. So now it's just the phone.
Yeah.
I mean, they said last year over 75s.
Can your olds work a smartphone?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, they have. They each have smartphones.
Oh, yeah. My mom cannot.
Yeah. That's, I mean, they do basic stuff on it. Yeah. I don't think they do a ton on it, but.
Are they on, like, the Facebook and whatnot?
Is I mom, don't think that.
Is Pa Rob out there Instagramming things?
No.
I'm trying to picture your dad, like, on TikTok. Doing a little.
Every time he opens his phone, he can't find. Because, you know, we have. I mean, it's just the cutest thing.
Yeah.
We have the, you know, have to sync our calendars. We got different appointments, and you got to go to this doctor and that doctor. And
there's a pill schedule, I'm hoping.
Yeah, exactly. All that stuff. Yeah. Every time he opens his phone, he's looking for his calendar because I'm like, hey, you know, we've got this on Tuesday at 10 or whatever.
He can't find the calendar.
He cannot find the, every time. He's like, ah, well, that's not the calendar. Where did I put the calendar? Jack.
I love that.
Every time. It's unbelievable.
How big are the icons on the phone?
Not as big as my wife's. No, really. Not even kidding. My dad's icons aren't that big. My wife is like, dude, that's you. The kids make so much fun of her.
My favorite thing. We have my buddy's dad, who I love dearly, the great Liquor Rick. his text, it literally looks like the top part of the eye chart. Like, you could only fit like one word per line.
That's right.
And I didn't think it was real. Like, my buddy was telling me about it. And then one day I saw Liquor Rick sending a text. I was like, what the hell, man? Rick, let's get you some readers, man. Oh, it's adorable.
So they said last year over 75s in Britain spent more than 5.5 hours a day watching broadcast TV, a good 5 hours more than those aged 16 to 24. Older people have traditionally lagged behind when it comes to technology digitally. A decade ago, only a fifth of Americans over 65 owned a smartphone, but that is changing. The newly retired, most of whom have been online since middle age, are among the most enthusiastic adopters of digital gadgets. Over 65s are more likely than under 25s to own tablets, smart TVs, e-readers, and desktop and laptop computers, according to a 7-country survey.
It's kind of stunning.
Yeah.
It is stunning.
I would not have thought
that. Well,
they
have more money, too.
That's very true.
But. And is it possible, too, that these olds, that would, like, it's the new generation of olds? Because, like, none of my parents, I have one parent on each side that's still kicking. Neither one of them can work any sort of technology, but as...
Well, that's what it just said. So they're newly retired, so they must, much of, since middle age, they have been...
They've been it, yeah.
With this technology. Now, my olds have not, but yet they've...
They still, huh?
They love it.
Huh.
My mom reads the Salina Journal on her phone.
Oh, yeah. I remember having to explain to my father and my stepmom, I tried getting them Spotify, and... Just the idea of sitting down and trying to explain to them Spotify, it just didn't work. I still remember to this day my stepmother going downstairs to get her CDs and records and bringing them up to me and asking me one by one if it was on there. I'm like, yeah, it's here. It. And then going track by track. What about, I really like number 6. Yeah, it's all right here.
Type in the name of the album.
And she would just cruise downstairs.
The Blessing.
It was just, I don't know. I was like, well, I tried to set you up with the account. And then I tried to explain the difference between paid and free. And my dad was like, there's free? I'm like, yeah, you have to listen to ads. He was like, this is the greatest thing in the world. And then it just, you know.
It's cute.
It is.
They're cute.
Yeah. But yeah, the new generation of olds, like you said, the new retirees, they have grown up with this. And
my kid brought this up not too long ago, and it was a good question. He's like, he goes, when we get older, are we just going to be just sitting around old folks' homes playing video games?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. And I think that, we were talking about that. Like, yeah, I think you will.
So I was never a huge video game guy, but my son really liked them. And so I got a gaming system so that I could play with my kid. And that was like, I used to like fight it because I'd be like, quit playing the freaking video game and go outside. And I realized, don't be that parent. This is what he likes. Get on board. So I got a video game system and I would play with my kid. And I still have one, and he tells me games to play. He'll be like, Dad, like, you can buy games and share them now. You just digitally download them, and then, like, we both have the game. And, dude, some of the games he tells me to play are so freaking awesome that, like, if I got nothing to do, and instead of, like, scrolling TV, I'll sit down and play something for, like, 2 hours. I can totally see myself when I'm old, like, in a home, my son being like, Dad, you got to play this. And you can sit down and kill an entire day. What else am I going to do when I'm like 70-something? You sit down and, you know, and they're only getting better and better. You will have an entire generation of people in an old folk home playing PlayStation like 7.
This says a fifth of 55 to 64-year-olds owns a game console.
How many?
A fifth.
Fifth.
Retirement is starting to look a lot less about golf and more about Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah. Boy, can you imagine? Because I don't play online with other people. If I play, I play with my son. But when you do occasionally go online, it is the worst. Online gaming communities are the worst places on earth. You will hear more ignorant, racist, bigoted, awful, sexist, homophobic. It is. And a lot of times it's coming from like 10-year-old kids.
Yeah, it's a kid, yeah.
From like Salina, Kansas, who's like,
hey, whoa.
It's just awful. And now I'm imagining some old-ass racist grandpa spewing racist garbage back at some 10-year-old from across the country over Madden. Like, I find that fascinating. So the old folks doing it, playing video games, snorting lines.
Yep.
Are olds cooler than ever?
Yes. I think that's pretty clear. All right, we got to wrap it up. We'll do that next on The Fan. All right, well, that's going to do it for us. You fine folks out there, have a wonderful weekend. Okay.
Be safe out there.
Yeah, be safe.
Go Blue Jays.
2-2 in the fifth, I think?
Yeah, looks like good we got bottom of five.
Good little ball game.
Yeah, yes. F the Blue Jays.
Good little ball game.
F the Blue Jays.
Oh, yeah, there's Mariner guy over there.
Yeah, I was saying go Blue Jays, but,
yeah,
you know.
I know. I'm pulling for the Blue Jays as well.
Yeah.
Sorry, this is Schultzy. Blazer fan, Mariner fan, bad week.
Not good. Hey, I don't know. Go Zers. We'll see what happens in the era has become the Tiago Splitter era.
All right, coming up next is Oregon Duck preseason basketball. I want you to catch the fever.
Boy, do I have that.
We'll be back with you Monday, 3-7 on The Fan. Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.